My guest at this time is Terry Lynn Land. She was a two-term Secretary of State in the state of Michigan, and she is now the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate. The seat is being vacated by the retirement of longtime Democratic Senator Carl Levin. Her opponent is Democratic Congressman Gary Peters. And we're now less than 2 weeks away from Election Day. And Secretary Land, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
The polls are all over the place in this race, but most of them suggest that Congressman Peters is at least a little bit ahead. What's your read on the race right now and where the momentum is?
Michigan is a purple state, as I like to tell folks, and we always knew this was going to be a very close race. I've won it as a Republican twice, as you mentioned, with record numbers as Secretary of State, making government work for the people. But, you know, Michigan's had some tough times, and now we've got the opportunity to bring Michigan back. I'm running on making sure that we have good-paying jobs in this great state. It's about our economy. It's making sure that we get people back to work in Michigan. I want to balance the budget. I want to pay down the debt, eliminate the deficit, and it's about regulations. You know, in our state, we have the manufacturing industry, farming, and tourism, and now we've got the EPA basically putting in new regulations that put the pedal to the metal on the greenhouse gases and making the utility companies up the cost. In fact, it's going to increase costs for not only manufacturers, but also for individuals with their home utilities. So that is not a good plan for Michigan. And then, of course, the biggest regulation is Obamacare. 225,000 folks have lost their health care, lost their plan, and we need a health care system that works for Michigan and our country, one that's portable, you can buy it with pre-tax dollars, one that, the costs are competitive because you can purchase it across state lines, and making sure you can keep that doctor-patient relationship. So those are the issues we're talking about, and that's what moving Michigan voters.
One of the things that has gotten attention the last couple of weeks is you referred on a couple of different issues to the fact that you approached an issue and derived your perspective on an issue in part due to the fact that you're a mom, and that was derided by members of his campaign as well as different liberal interest groups. And you've had the opportunity now over the past couple of weeks to kind of talk about that and what you think that message sends from his campaign and what it says about the race. What has been the fallout of that, essentially?
Well, you know, I was on a NPR show talking to voters and having a call-in show, and I mentioned that as a mom, I'm very concerned about the safety and security of our country, and that involves, you know, what's happening overseas with ISIS, which is a terrorist organization, and the fact that people now do not feel safe and secure in our country, and the president hasn't led. He literally called, you know, ISIS a JV team, and we all know that ISIS has to be eliminated, and he hasn't led on that. You know, I support the president putting together a clear and concise plan. We work with world leaders and our allies and making sure that we come together to eliminate ISIS, that we, you know, support Iraq with embedded non-combat troops that will help them with the airstrikes to eliminate ISIS and cut off funding for ISIS. And as a mom, I care about that, and I know a lot of moms in our country do.
A couple different questions about your time in government previously and how that will translate to Washington. First of all, you've mentioned a couple of times in our interviews about how you got government streamlined and more efficient for the people. On the federal level, obviously, there's a lot of debt, as you mentioned. We just saw a new report from Senator Coburn out today that hundreds of thousands of dollars were spent on researching the impact of Swedish massage on rabbits and teaching monkeys how to gamble. So there's obviously some ways that we can cut here. What will be your approach to making government work within a budget and get rid of wasteful spending?
Right, exactly. We need to balance the budget. I propose that if we don't pass a budget that's balanced, that you don't get paid in the Senate until you do. As Secretary of State, we went through the dark days of Michigan where Governor Granholm and Congressman Peters' policies lost over 800,000 jobs in our state. So I looked at the first day as a Secretary of State, and we said we need to reduce and consolidate every program that we have. So we looked at literally every program, eliminated programs, looked at positions when they came open when people retired or left, and went from 2,100 employees down to 1,500 without any layoffs, reduced our whole operation, the bricks and mortar, by over 20%, and kept our costs down and didn't have to do any layoffs or have any days that we were closed because we were able to balance our budget in those tough times in Michigan. And that's the attitude and background that I'll take to the U.S. Senate. I mean, we need to look at everything. Obviously, the biggest thing is Obamacare. You know, that is a huge cost, and it doesn't work. It's been a disaster. And that'd be the first place to go.
Secretary Land, as you well know, the midterm campaign season nationwide seems to be trending somewhat towards the Republicans. The president's popularity is very low, but when asked, people are generally unhappy with both parties in Washington. What would you do to build more trust from the American people in your party and in your government in Washington?
You know, as Secretary of State, I had a Democrat governor and a Democrat legislature, and I worked really hard with them to, as I mentioned, you know, reduce our operations, still deliver great services, and make government work for the people. We did election reform, and, you know, I kind of come from the press, from the background, if you've got a great idea and you don't need credit, you can get anything done. And that's how I would approach it. I work with everybody, making sure we get things done, but the biggest hindrance to all this is Senator Harry Reid. He has not allowed over 400 bills to come up from Congress to vote on in the Senate, you know, everything about energy security for our country and the economy and jobs and all of that. And we need to change the direction of the Senate so that we can vote on these bills up or down and send them to the president. So I would work very hard to make sure that we have that opportunity to vote on these bills.
Not very long until Election Day. You're basically making your closing argument to Michigan voters at this point. You've outlined over the past several minutes here why you believe you're the right choice for the U.S. Senate. Why is Gary Peters the wrong choice?
Well, Gary Peters would be just another rubber stamp for Senator Harry Reid, and we'd be in the same situation we are today. We need to change the direction of this country. You know, he does not support balancing the budget and, you know, cutting and making sure that the government works for the people. He's had a history of, you know, raising taxes, voting for taxes. You know, he talks about that he supports women, but yet he pays his women in his office 67 cents on the dollar. You know, that's not about equal pay for equal work. And then outsourcing. When he was in Congress, he voted to send, you know, millions of dollars overseas to car companies that failed instead of spending the money here in Michigan for our auto industry. So, you know, whether it's outsourcing, raising taxes, or not balancing the budget, that is not going to be good for Michigan. That will not put Michigan first. And I'm going to go down there and put Michigan first.
Finally, Secretary Land, one of the things that political analysts have noted about your race, among others, of course, is that there's still a higher percentage of undecideds in your race compared to other states around the country. And as you've just outlined, there's a pretty stark contrast between you and Congressman Peters. So it's hard to determine exactly why there are so many undecideds. But given what you've already spent time talking about in the campaign trail, what do you think the message might be to those other voters who still just haven't made up their mind yet?
Well, when we talk to voters out there, it's, as I mentioned, it's good-paying jobs, it's repealing and replacing Obamacare, and it's the safety and security of our country. But the other thing they want is they want a government that works. I hear that all the time. They want government to get along and work together. And so we're talking about what I did as Secretary of State, working with the Democrat legislature and governor, and still making government work for the people. You know, Michigan has more independence than either party has. And so there's a lot of independence in Michigan. So it is going to take a little bit of time and effort, which is why we're working every day to talk to voters. And it's going to go down to Election Day. We always knew that. This is a very close race. It's a close state. And we're working hard to talk to the voters, ask for their vote, and tell them we'll change the direction of the country.
Well, we're happy to speak with you in that home stretch. Secretary Land, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Former Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land, she's now the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in the Great Lakes State. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.